though, got to bite the bullet and get pretty hard and tough. And sometimes I feel like I'm a boy, 22 years old, out of college, got to really agree to go to work instead of taking it easy and relying on others. I may have to go up and take strong measures myself. I admire what he started, and I know he's going to see it through any fiscal thing. We can talk it out on a multilateral basis. Now, that's my general feel. Have you got a better one?
No, I think that's excellent, Mr. President. I'd like to give you two or three subsidiary points that might be of value here. When he's talking about his problems with Europe, and he can't get the money out of Germany to offset his foreign exchange costs there, and therefore he's going to have to draw his troops out, you can say, well, you hope he won't bring on another Berlin and start unraveling the whole alliance, as you pointed out. And then you can say also, you know, we're drawing some of our units out of France. We must save foreign exchange over there as well, and we're going to have to find ways of doing it at the time we draw out of France. But
we're helping him, though. We're putting some there to help him.
Just what I was going to say. But some of what we draw out of France is going to go in the UK, and there's $15 million, Mr. Prime Minister, for the two air transport squadrons and the three reconnaissance squadrons which are going into the UK that will mean foreign exchange costs for you that you hadn't planned on. So that's one point I'd make, Mr.
Not
President.
Not very much, though.
Well, oh, yes, it's $15 million. He expects to get out of Germany. This whole flap is over about $53 million. That's all he wants.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yes. Secondly, there's been a lot of question about whether we were going to buy from the UK, and we told Healy that we will award $23 million worth of bids, primarily for ships, to UK firms. This hasn't been announced in the UK yet, although I told Healy that, but I held back from Healy something I thought you might want to use with the Prime Minister, which is much more important, that we are going to use the Rolls-Royce engine in the A7 airplane, and this means about $100 million of foreign exchange to it.
Over what period?
Oh, it's over the next several years. Less than that, I think.
What is the A7?
The A7 is going to be one of the two major fighter aircraft used by the Air Force in the future. It's a new airplane designed by the Navy, which the Navy will use a Pratt & Whitney engine in on the carriers. The Air Force is going to use essentially the same airplane, but is going to use a Rolls-Royce engine, the initial production of which, represented by most of this $100 million, will come from Rolls-Royce, but the ultimate production of which is going to come from Allison in the United States. But the $100 million is a payment to the UK for parts and initial engines and royalties and so on. And nobody in the UK knows that this deal is made because I just made the decision myself, and I haven't told anybody wanting to reserve it to you.
Well, he get $15 million to exchange from his our air squadron moving from France over, and he get $100 million on the Rolls Royce engine. That's what you're saying.
He gets $15 million a year from the air squadrons each year, and $100 million on the Rolls Royce, and $23 million for ships that I told Healy about.
All right.
Very good.
Anything? What about this, his wanting to help you, wanting us to participate in building an airport when he moves out of Aden?
That's a Lebra in the Indian Ocean. We can go in on a 50-50 basis, and I think it'll cost us on the order of $10 million, I think. The island's name is Aldabra, Aldabra.
All right, have you agreed to that?
Not in detail, no. And if you want to, it's fine with us. 50-50.
All right, anything else?
No, sir, I think that's fine.
I'm trying to get your military aid to say that.
Pardon me?
I was just getting ready to announce you for office until you made that the flop up in the Senate. I don't know whether you're a good candidate. What are you doing with the House to get them to hold firm and get your money back in?
Well, we're working with the conferees, and we've got a pretty good chance there, Mr. President.
And I would really make a pretty substantial slash in China and the one or two sensitive ones and let them know that's what's got to come.
Right.
And then make them go get a hold of those conferees damn quick.
Right.
I'd use that strategy. I thought it was very good. You used on
On Dirksen. Well, that's exactly. I've been
get it out and then you ought to consider whether or not we. Well, we'll talk about it later.
All right, sir.